Welcome to the Living Oneness Gathering. My name is Sue Dumais. I'm your host and guide, and I'll be taking you on a journey today, but I'll be also talking about a very important lesson and to provide an understanding of what's happening and why people are feeling this phase of disorientation. And it's a little bit odd. It's an odd feeling. So when I describe it to you, most people will be like, yeah, that's how I feel. But it's an essential part of any healing phase or any letting go. So right now, on an individual level and on a collective level, we're all being asked to let go of what's no longer serving. And some of those things that are no longer serving are actually just being removed without even our conscious choice, because they're just not serving the whole of creation. So things are being removed, old ways are being shifted, and there's not the new to replace it yet. So in that in-between phase, it's very disorienting. So I want to talk today about the different phases that I've experienced when it comes to letting go and leaning into something new or opening up to something new. It's part of the process of healing, but I want to talk about it not from the macro level, but more of the not from the micro level, but from a macro level as well. So I want you to understand as a whole what's going on right now is we are all in this individual evolution. We're evolving within ourselves, but we're experiencing a collective evolution. And because we're accessing more collective consciousness, whether we realize it or not, all of us are very sensitive, more sensitive than ever before, to what's happening on a collective level. Meaning, if a group of individuals are experiencing something on the other side of the planet, we will all feel it. Doesn't matter where we are or what's happening, on some level, we will all register that experience. If you imagine a big field of collective consciousness, like a big bubble, before we didn't have such an access to that. So there was a bit more of a filter in place, or there was a bit more of a barrier, so that if you wanted to tap into collective consciousness, you'd have to plug into it or consciously or subconsciously sometimes tune into collective consciousness, that field of consciousness. Now that filter or buffer has been removed, so many people are just feeling it. They're feeling their own stuff, but they're feeling a lot of stuff. So those of you that are empaths and healers, and you've been sensitive and you've felt other people's stuff before, that's going to be magnified now. So your ability to hold your own field and honor your own experience, your unique expression of the divine, is essential. And at the same time, being able to navigate the information that's coming, because there's no longer that buffer. There's no longer that filter in place that was there naturally before. This is where I'm not going to get into the dimensions, but this is where we were living in the third dimension, accessing third dimension. And some of us as healers would tap into the fourth, fifth, or other higher dimensions. But now everybody has access to the fourth and fifth dimension, whether they realize it or not. So they're feeling the effects of what that access creates in the field, in their consciousness. On the grand scale, we're all evolving, and that evolution is being translated into that morphic field, into that collective consciousness. Every time we shift something within ourselves, it goes directly into that field and is communicated. That information is delivered. It's like a computer network or the internet. That information is there. It's constantly in the background. It's being delivered. It's being accessed. It's available. And we are connected to it now more than ever before. So we're going to feel more, we're going to experience more. At the same time, there are ways that you can hold your own field. There's ways where you can mind your own business and not be bombarded by everything. And at the same time, there's going to be certain information that comes in that you need to know, you need to understand, you need to do something with. So you are contributing somehow, meant to play a role to contribute to the healing of the whole. I'm going to invite you to take a deep breath. If you haven't already, some of you already have your eyes closed and sink in, but I want to bring you into the lesson. So I create these experiences. I call it a blessing. It's an experience of a lesson, a blessing, and an activation and a healing at the same time. So if you rest your eyes closed and sink in, we're gonna dive into the understanding of the phases of evolution or healing. As you take some deep breaths, just set an intention to remain wide open, remain curious without judgment. The mind loves to judge, the ego loves to judge. So the invitation is to remain curious without judgment. Curiosity opens the mind and dissolves judgment. It keeps the judgment to the side or dissolves it altogether. And we're going to open the mind even more because we're going to stretch the mind a little bit, as I usually do. We're going to stretch the boundaries of the mind. We're going to stretch the programming. We're going to stretch the beliefs that you hold. So your willingness to stretch your mind, to go beyond what you think you know and what you think you don't know. And if you're willing, inside or out loud, you can say, yes, thank you. I'm willing. Remembering that everything I'm going to be talking about will be happening on that level of the individual, your individual experience, as well as the collective experience for all of creation. Not just humanity, I'm talking about all of creation, all. Yes, on Earth and everything around the Earth, but beyond the Earth as well. So I'm going to speak a little bit about what some of you might be feeling or have been feeling lately. When I tune into collective consciousness, when I tune into what a lot of people are experiencing, and through some of my conversations with clients as well, I'm recognizing that many people are feeling like they're in between, in limbo, or feeling kind of blah, blah, or meh, or neutral, or confused, or in this in-between state of a big question mark. And as we let go of what is no longer serving, as we heal those patterns and programming that are no longer serving, sometimes it needs to fully fall away. And then there's this space in between before something new comes in. Sometimes we can let go of something and something new comes in right away. Sometimes something new is coming in overlapping as we're letting go of something else. Sometimes there's an overlap. Sometimes it comes right after the other. And then there's the times where it's necessary that the old needs to be let go fully, and there's a pause, a space, or an experience of a gap between what was and what is meant to be. So when we stand in what is, the what was is gone, the what's meant to be hasn't arrived yet, and the what is feels sometimes can be interpreted like a void, an emptiness, a gap. And the mind will fill in the story of why you're feeling what you're feeling. And sometimes that story that the ego mind creates might be something's wrong, something's missing, I'm blocked, I'm stuck, I'm confused, I don't know what to do, I don't know where to go. Sometimes people may feel like they're in a state of depression, because sometimes in this gap or this void, there's a call for deep rest, and that can be interpreted by the mind, by the left brain in particular, as it's trying to make sense of the feeling of blah or neutral. It can be interpreted as depression. Now, I'm not saying all depression is a result of this, but it is one experience that may occur during this disorientation phase. In this space of being in between what was and what's meant to be, when there's the gap, it's like a pregnant pause. In a pregnancy in the first trimester, there's a lot happening. A lot happens in the first 12 weeks of a pregnancy. But on the outside, we don't necessarily see what's happening. It's not until the second trimester that the belly starts to expand or other symptoms start to come in. In the first 12 weeks, unless you have morning sickness or something like that, generally, everything's happening in the background on a level that we don't necessarily see, kind of below the level of the water, that big, ginormous iceberg. There's a lot happening under the surface. So, in this space of being in between, in this disorientation phase, where we're looking at what was falling away or dissolving, and not quite seeing clearly what is meant to be. We are sitting in a pregnant pause. There's a lot of potential in this space. There's a lot of possibility. But there may not be clarity of the mind or even possibly clarity of the heart. So intuition may feel like it's quiet. Guidance may feel quiet. Inspired action, there may be no action. That is the inspired action. No action is inspired action. Sometimes there is nothing to do. The ego mind doesn't like that. It wants to do something, especially in this space of in between. It gets uncomfortable. Because everything that was familiar is falling away and dissolving. And what is new or meant to come in hasn't arrived yet. So it's uncomfortable. We can feel restless here. We can feel bored, like we want to do something. We want to fill in the space, fill in the time. So we may find distractions. But those distractions aren't going to serve us the way they would. They're not going to fill that void or fulfill us in the way that they used to. In this phase of the evolution of humanity and our planet, what used to work will no longer work. The ways we used to numb ourselves out won't work anymore. The ways we used to distract ourselves won't feel the same, won't give us that same satisfaction, won't give us that distraction we're seeking. Or if it does, it's fleeting. It's momentary and it's fleeting. It's not sustainable. That's the good news. That good news is that we can't keep doing what we were doing before. As we move through this first, so I'm going to talk about five different phases. The first phase is disillusionment. We are becoming disillusioned. We are seeing beyond the filters of what our sight used to allow us to see. We're seeing beyond the limitations of what we have been able to see up until now. To see, feel, and experience, it's not just sight, it's everything, all of our senses and beyond what our senses, we understand our senses to be. This disillusionment is when we look upon things and we don't feel the same way anymore. Part of the disillusionment is things that we used to put on a pedestal, or we used to have a sense of we value it, or it matters. Those things don't matter so much anymore. We don't have the same values we used to have. Perhaps they're shifting as well. What used to feel joyful or fulfilling or spark something in us feel kind of blah or neutral now. This is part of the disillusionment. It's part of seeing beyond the veil, seeing the truth, true sight, true divine sight. So this disillusionment is causing us to feel differently about everything we look upon. And that could translate into our work. It could translate into our relationships. So the first part is disillusionment. Then we are starting to disidentify. That's the next part of the phase. We're disidentifying with certain things, and that's part of where things are falling away. So we're not identified or invested or attached to certain things anymore. So our identity is being separated from our work. Our identity is being separated from our relationships. Our identity is being separated from our ego, even. This is part of it. This disidentification is letting go of how we perceive ourselves as separate from everything and everyone. And then we have detachment. The third one is detachment. Now, these aren't in any particular order. They could be mixed around. So don't think you have to go through them in this particular order. It's not linear. Detachment is where we let go of those things. We don't have an attachment. We're not holding on to those things anymore. And those things that we are attached to show us where ego is still in play. So if we have an attachment to food, or attachment to certain behaviors, attachment to certain things that we could do that would maybe be distractions, those attachments show us where we're still holding ego in place. So I often say, be open to anything, be attached to nothing. Attachment shows us where we're holding from a place of fear. Now, it doesn't mean that we don't have attachment necessarily for things that we love and appreciate. We can have attachment to love, to relationships, to joy, to spirituality. We can have attachments to our intuitive gifts, but attachments show us where ego is holding. So instead of holding and gripping, we can place it in our hands, place it in our heart, let it be in our lives. Let it be is the key. Let it be present. Let the experience be. Without trying, without holding, without afraid, without fear of losing it or fear of it changing. We can hold it gently in our hands and look upon it without attachment, trusting that if it's meant to be, it will remain. And if it's meant to leave, it will leave. If it's meant to go, it will go. So there's no gripping. So we're going through a phase of detachment. And that's uncomfortable because in our humanness, we're taught to acquire things, to get more things, to want more things. We're programmed to believe that something's missing, and we feel like something's missing because we're separated from our sense of self. We're separate in our experience of being human. And we need to shift out of that separation, heal that wound of separation so that we can remember our oneness. And it's in remembering the oneness within us that heals that wound of separation within us. And then it's within remembering the oneness around us and with everyone and everything in all of creation that we heal that collective wound of separation. So we need to practice non-attachment. We need to allow the detachments to happen. In all of this, the disorientation can come in at any time. So I want you to tune into the disorientation now, or tune into any aspects of these phases I'm speaking about, and see what's showing up for you. I've already been moving energy and inviting energy to move as I speak. So the more I provide an understanding at the level of the mind, the more the mind lets go and allows the healing or the shifts to occur. So I want you to tune into it on a level of your own experience. Notice what's there. Notice where there's resistance. Notice where there's fear. Notice where there's tension. Notice where there's emotion. Just shine the light of awareness without judgment. Shine the light of awareness without trying to do anything. Just gather information. Awareness and acceptance. I'm in between, and it's okay. And the fifth part of this, these phases I'm talking about, the fifth one is disillusionment, the dissolving of everything. Disillusion. Ultimately, the direction we are heading is the full dissolving of ego separation. Dissolution of the ego means the ego experience of fear and separation is dissolving. And the foundation of fear that we've been programmed to stand upon, even if we're choosing love, even if we're consciously connecting to oneness, there is a foundation that's been built in the collective field of humanity, in the collective consciousness. We are standing on a foundation of fear and it's dissolving. The foundation is crumbling beneath our feet. And we feel like we don't have solid ground to stand upon because the old foundation is falling away and a new foundation has not replaced that space yet. Now, this is where it gets very disorienting for the mind. The mind is looking for what's familiar. The mind is looking for the old way. It's looking for that friend in the corner that can say, okay, just do this, or the answer from the old level of collective consciousness or the old way of thinking or believing. There are no answers there. And in fact, most times now, there are no answers in the mind. We are shifting out of mental. We are shifting out of material and being so focused on the material. We're shifting out of that and we're shifting into aligning more with frequency and feeling. Feeling, sensing, knowing beyond the mind, knowing at the level of the heart. Feel that shift. I feel the resistance in some of you. There's a gap between the head and the heart, and that gap is a gap of resistance. Imagine that gap of resistance dissolving. And just ask if there's anything you need to know about it. Let it be brought to your heart to be understood, not your head. Let it be brought to your heart to be understood and released. Fold it into that heart space. Fold it into the lower belly if you need to. That space can actually process a lot more than you realize. There you go. Now it's shifting. Beautiful. There's an invitation to dissolve. One of the strongest programmings in our mind is the fear of the unknown. That is not your natural state of consciousness. That is a programmed mental programming that's been embedded. Imagine that fear of the unknown dissolving, or imagine your willingness to let go, that practice, that detachment of it. Letting go, or a willingness to let go of your fear of the unknown. I don't know the future. I only know what's happening in this moment. Can you make peace with this moment? Can you make peace with what is? Can you make peace in the gap? Can you make peace in the pregnant pause? Can you just make peace with what is? Can you just accept what is, even if you don't understand it? Can you accept what is, even if it doesn't make sense? Can you accept what is, even if it feels empty? Because the truth is, the essence of who you are is not cluttered, it's spacious. In our humanness, it's dense, it's heavy, it's congested, it's cluttered. In our divine experience of our divinity, in our true connection to our essence, it's spacious. It's like being out in space where there's so much space in between everything. But we're so connected and so attached to the congestion, so attached to the clutter, to the material, that we miss the beauty in the space. We become uncomfortable with the space. It's too much space. Some of you are craving the space. Many people are moving out of the city and into the country. Many people are craving the space in their schedule, craving the space in their mind, craving the space in their body, in their life, in their environment. There's space right now available to you. Imagine yourself dropping into that space. And in that spaciousness, what you're tapping into is that field of pure potentiality, that quantum field or unified field of possibility, pure potential. And that is your essence. This physical body is not who you are. This physical mind is not who you are or what you are. You are spaciousness. You are boundless, eternal, limitless. You are nothingness and everything at the same time. And the mind can't comprehend that. So your experience of oneness goes beyond what the mind can comprehend. When you let go at the level of the mind, you're letting go of the need to know, and you're leaning into the unknown at the level of the mind, but you're tuning into the knowing in the heart. Lean into it. Even if you feel fear, even if you don't know, even if you're confused, just imagine leaning into it, saying yes to the unknown, yes to the spaciousness, yes to the nothingness, yes to the everythingness. Yes to the dissolving of the old. Yes to the pregnant pause and the opening to the new. Yes to anything and everything that is serving. And yes to letting go anything and everything that is no longer serving. No longer serving you individually, but also no longer serving all of us collectively. Some deep breaths. Let go. Soften. Surrender. Surrender to the essence of who you are. Soften into the presence of your essence. Recognizing that the more you remain consciously connected to this essence, the truth of who you are, the more that information gets delivered and translated into the collective field of consciousness. The more you balance and harmonize your energy within your experience here, the more that is translated and supports the balance and harmonizing of all of creation. You are the answer you seek. You hold the potential you yearn for. You are more powerful than you could ever begin to imagine. And you can have a greater impact than you could ever begin to measure. And it begins by you saying yes. Yes, thank you. Yes, I'm willing. Let yourself feel a little bit more of your potential. Let yourself open up to a little bit more. A little bit more, and then a little bit more. Soften, open, receive, connect, allow. Breathe it in. Let it translate into your physical. Let it translate into your etheric body and then into your physical body. And you don't even know, you don't even have to know, you don't even have to figure it out, you don't have to try. Just allow, just say yes. It's happening right now, right here. Even if you don't feel it, it's happening. Even if you don't understand it, it's happening. And even if you don't believe it's happening, you can still say, yes, thank you. I don't believe. And yes, thank you. I don't understand. And yes, thank you. Remembering that we are all going through our individual disillusionment, our individual disidentification, our individual detachments, our being let go, our individual disorientation, and an individual disillusionment, disillusion of the ego. And then all of that is happening collectively as well. So you'll be feeling it for yourself, and you'll be feeling it for others as well. You're going to feel what's going on. Our sensitivities are heightened. Our tolerance is low. We don't have the tolerance to distract ourselves the way we used to. It's not tolerated anymore. We can't do those things anymore because they're not serving. Our human experience is evolving. How we used to be human has changed. You're being asked to allow more of our divine essence to animate our humanness. So, in one way, we're going to lose our sense of self in the way of the human self, the S self with a small s. The ego self is dissolving. So, our human self is evolving. And for the longest time, we were animated by fear. We were animated by our ego. Now, we are being invited to allow the animation of our divinity, the animation of divine love, divine compassion to carry us through our experience of being human. So that's going to look different. It's going to feel different. It's going to be different. But I can tell you, it's actually the most exciting thing. And it's your resistance or your gripping or your holding that delays it, that feels like suffering or painful. When you're holding on to what no longer serves, and you're gripping, it's going to start to drag you. And that's uncomfortable. When you let go and trust, it's like an experience of levitation. You will feel lighter. You will feel like you can move through life feeling lighter. The density is falling away. The heaviness is falling away. The pain and suffering is falling away. And the world as a whole is holding on to it from a place of fear and sometimes terror and sometimes violence. The more of us that let go and trust, it translates into that collective field of consciousness. It changes that morphic field and informs it of another way, another possibility, a new way of being in relationship to each other, a new way of being in relationship to our sense of self, a new way of being here in this human experience. And that new way of being is built on a foundation of divine love, divine compassion, unity, connection, collaboration. Built on community. What that looks like for you, that's the uncertainty. That's where the mind will grip. That's where the ego will resist. And it's okay. Make peace with the resistance. Make peace with the fear. I'm feeling fear and it's okay. I feel resistance and it's okay. I'm aware of the gripping and it's okay. Meet that part of you that resists. Meet that aspect of your ego that's afraid. Meet it with love. Meet it with compassion. Meet it with no judgment. Take some deep breaths. If you're willing to experience a little bit more of your true essence, say yes, thank you. And as you say yes, thank you, open your heart and mind, open your body, open your field, let it in. Let yourself experience, even if it's just a tiny bit more, or if it's a big wave or an overwhelming breath, let it in. Soften, surrender, allow. Say yes again. I'm willing to experience the expanded nature of my essence, no matter how beautiful, brilliant, and overwhelming it may feel. I am willing now. Yes, thank you. Yes, thank you. Yes, thank you. I'm willing to feel the essence of my oneness with all of creation. I'm willing to feel that now. Yes, thank you. Breathe, soften, allow. Am I open to a message from my divine beingness, my divine essence? I open to receive the message that I most need to receive at this time. Send it to me in the way that I'm most able to accept it. Yes, thank you. May you continue to experience this divine connection to your essence. May you continue to remember the truth of who you are. May you forgive yourself when you forget. May you continue to be willing to let go, to trust, to lean into faith. Lean into the unknown with an open heart and a curious mind and a divine willingness throughout your entire beingness. May you be a messenger of love, a beacon in the world. And even in the moments where you're feeling disoriented, even in the moments where you're feeling like you're sitting in the pregnant pause, know and recognize that you finding peace in that confusion, peace in the unknown, peace in the pause. Just know that you are still contributing to the healing of the whole. And so it is. Yes, thank you. Yes, thank you. Yes, thank you. Just lifting the crown off the top of your head. So the crown chakra, just lifting it so it's hovering about a foot or so above your head, creating space in the first seven layers of your energy field to integrate all that you experienced on the etheric level into the physical. Let your etheric blueprint be upgraded, updated. And let that upgrade translate into the physical. Feeling that beautiful connection between your humanness and your divinity. Recognizing that there is no separation. The separation is part of the illusion. Letting go of the illusion. Letting go of the belief in the illusion will help dissolve the illusion. Whatever level of remembrance you're holding now that you're connected to, let it be. Celebrate it. And whatever level of forgetfulness remains, whatever filters of forgetfulness remain, accept them, make peace with them, and know that they are in the process of being dissolved. And sometimes that will require you to do some heart work. Sometimes that will require you to use a tool, meditation, read a book, listen to a song. It may require you to sing or dance or move. Be willing to follow the breadcrumbs. Be willing to trust your intuition. Be willing to let your heart lead. Follow the heart knowing. Everything you seek is already in the heart, as a seed, as a breadcrumb, as directions, and they will be delivered in the moment that they are meant to be delivered to you. So remain open, remain curious. Keep your intuition on, keep yourself tuned in, tapped into your guidance, so that you could hear, sense, know, and follow the directions from your heart, from your soul, from your source. As you take a couple more deep breaths, and slowly bring your awareness back to the space that you're in and see if you can keep that connection to the essence of you that you tapped into, the essence of your source, and bring the presence of that essence back here with you in more of an expanded way, even if it's just expanded a little bit more than it was before. And slowly open your eyes if you feel ready. I mean, you may feel like you need a little bit more time. That's okay. Take your time coming back. Beautiful. So grateful for all of you for being here. If you feel inspired to share maybe a word or words that capture how you feel, what shifted for you, maybe a little of what you experienced, feel free to type in the chat box. I always love to hear what happened and what people are experiencing or how you're feeling now. And then there's few things coming in. The next Living Oneness gathering will be on the 29th, Thursday. Double check. Thursday the 29th. And then at the beginning of September, the 5th, will be the next live experience where I do intuitive readings as well. So make sure you mark your calendar for those. For those of you that are sitting on the fence or interested in more information about the Healer's Toolbox, the founding member special, 75% off, is still happening until September 21st. And I'll be doing a live Q&A, mentoring Q&A with the Healer Toolbox members. So if you want to jump into the Healer's Toolbox, it's 75% off. So it's $11 a month or $111 a year. And I was guided to put it at that price right now. And it felt very clear for me. But the value that's in that tool, there's over 250 lessons already in there. And I've just added 10 more, 8 more. So every month I'm adding more. And once I start my inner circle calls back up, I took a break from them through the summer. On the inner circle calls, I do lessons at the beginning of those calls. My inner circle members get access to the lessons and get access to me, but I share those lessons in the toolbox as well. So there's so much there. There's going to be more tools than you can ever imagine or ever need. That's my goal, is to put more in there than you'll ever have to access. So jump in if you feel inspired to join the Healer's Toolbox membership. I invite you to go to the website heartledliving.com and take a look at the toolbox. I know many of you have already jumped in and have expressed just how much value you've already gotten just by listening to one or two of the lessons. So it's great. I appreciate you for sharing. All right. So let me look. This resonated deeply, all phases and the detachment. Attachment to distraction landed for me. Yes, big one. Wow, exactly what I needed and was asking for. So an answer to your prayer. Yes, thank you, Deborah. Autumn, such beautiful confirmation. Thank you, Sue, and everyone. I'm connected to My I am presence. Wonderful. That's great, Sheila. Cora, that was incredible. I love the letting of everything that is serving in. Thank you for the beautiful experience. You're welcome. Thanks, Lucia. Yay. So, Marianne, that was so to the point. I stopped my translation work in order to slow down working on decluttering my home. Yes. I find that having my home decluttered, it makes a big difference. I want to talk about that at some point. I don't know if I'll share that in the toolbox as a lesson, is just talking about the actual specifics that actually help us be more of a clear channel. Decluttering the home is one of those things. Being well hydrated, having enough water, because the water actually helps with the way that we actually channel, because we're electromagnetic beings and it needs that electrical current to go through the water in our body. So we need to be well hydrated. So, but decluttering is a big piece too, because we are affected by our environment too. Beautiful. Letting go. Yes. Thank you all. A real dissolving of pain, physical pain, and much needed tears. Beautiful, truly. Yes. All right. I will read everybody's. I promise I read everybody's comments afterwards. So thank you all for sharing. And if you don't get a chance to chat and comment, or if you're still in a phase where you're just like, I can't even get words, or I can't put it in the comment box, you can always respond to the email I send for the replay, or just send me an email and just let me know how it's affected you. I love hearing and receiving those messages. It's not that I need them. I used to, when I was earlier on in my career, I used to need the feedback or the confirmation. Now it's just scrumptious. It's just like a heart scrub, and it's scrumptious, and it's affirming that we're all here and we're all getting these experiences that we need. And every time I actually witness and look upon someone's experience, it amplifies it even more, because we're so connected. So there is a purpose as well to sharing. And whether you share it with me or just put it out into the ethers, I get those messages too. So, but it does have an impact for you, and it does have an impact for all of us. So thank you all. Deborah, Rick says he feels pregnant. Oh, nice. Oh, that's good. I like that. Pregnant with possibility. So good. All right. I thank you all for being here. I appreciate you contributing to this Living Oneness gathering. I am in the process of gathering all of the replays for all of them and putting them on a podcast platform. So they will be available as a podcast in the next week or two, probably in the next 2 weeks by the end of August. And I'm excited to be able to share this experience with more people. And if you feel inspired to share it with others, feel free to spread the word. And if you have a suggestion or an idea for a lesson or something that you want more of a deeper understanding for within the context of the Living Oneness Gathering, you can reach out. I can't promise I'm going to be guided to deliver everyone's suggestions, but if you do have something really burning that you really want to understand more of when I talk about different things, feel free to reach out, and we'll see where they land and see where they grow. Okay. Thank you all. I appreciate you. Stay, hold steady, hold that harmonizing light the best you can. Love and blessings. Until next time.